Home and Gardaí say they're disappointed by the high number of road traffic offences detected last weekend, which was a bank holiday weekend. There were 105 suspected offences for drink driving and 55 suspected drug driving offences. Tragically, four people lost their lives. I've been talking to Paula Hillman, an assistant commissioner in charge of roads policing and community engagement, and she's been telling me about what happened on the roads last weekend.
Although we told the motoring public that we would be doing this, people still took the risk, and we detected 160 suspected offences for driving under the influence, and that broke down to 105 suspected offences for drink driving and 55 for drug driving. And I use the word suspected because some of those are still subject to further analysis.
And in relation to the drug driving offences, and what kind of drugs are people taking and then getting into the car?
The two main drugs that we see, looking at our previous analysis of drug driving, are both cannabis and cocaine.
You're seeing an increasing number of drug driving cases, are you?
Yes, we did. And when we looked at our arrests for the first 6 months of 2020, we saw a significant increase in the number of people that we had been detected and arrested for drug driving. On the run-up to the weekend, the bank holiday weekend, our figures show that we'd arrested an additional 625 arrests for drug driving. That was over a 100% increase on the same period last year, and that was very significant given the fact of the reduced traffic on our roads during some of the travel restrictions of the COVID pandemic.
That reduced traffic, I suppose, people have a clear road ahead of them. It also exacerbates the problems of speeding, doesn't it? And I note that in one case, you detected a driver travelling 203 kilometres per hour on the M1 motorway by Drogheda.
Yes, we did over the weekend as well. Our roads policing units detected over 2,600 instances of excessive speed recorded. And some of those, yes, were very significant. Another case where the excess speed was over 101 kilometres an hour over the speed limit, which was a 50 kilometre per hour speed limit. But we detected the person driving at 151 kilometres an hour. So people are still driving at excess speeds. We know excess speed is one of the significant causation factors for fatal road traffic collisions. And I would just urge everyone to drive within speed limits to keep both themselves and everyone else safe.
Tragically, there were four fatalities last weekend. There are more people, I suppose, holidaying at home now this summer because of the pandemic. What's your message to those people as they take to the roads over the coming weeks?
Yes, unfortunately, we did see four fatalities on our roads over the August bank holiday period. And I just would want to say at this stage as well that, you know, we send our condolences to all those who have been affected. We talk today and we talk about figures, but behind every one of those, it's a tragedy and a family grieving. So it's important that I say that, and we certainly send our condolences to everyone affected. As we are entering August and the holiday period, our message would be to everyone using the roads to remember the basics of road safety, to drive within speed limits, to comply with road signage. Don't drive under the influence of alcohol or drugs. Make sure you wear your seatbelt. And don't be distracted by electronic devices. If we all show consideration for each other, for other road users, we all have that responsibility to help each other to stay safe on our roads so that people can enjoy their staycation, but we also all help each other to stay safe.
That was Assistant Commissioner Paula Hillman speaking to me earlier.